Hello, everybody. Welcome here at Fostum at the Lightning Talks. I want to introduce to you
Benjamin,
and talk about celebration open standards, how podcasting 2.0 shaped the future of podcasting. Give him a warm welcome and an enjoyable talk.
Hello, everyone. The world is a mess. Fire everywhere. Floods everywhere. Species becoming extinct every day. On top of that, our private data, who were stolen by big US corporations, are now being stolen by big IA US corporations, then stolen by European IA corporations, then stolen by IA Chinese corporation. So if you came here to hear me complaining about the way the world goes, you're in the wrong room, because I'm here to tell you a story about hope and love. So I'm Benjamin. I love podcasts. I love free and open source software. I'm the father of Castopod, which is an open source podcast hosting platform connected to the Fediverse with ActivityPub. And so today I'm here to tell you a story. No big deal, just one story. But I think it's a story that is worth telling. Since I have only a few minutes, I'll go straight to the point. So almost 14 billion years ago, the Big Bang, birth of the universe, which is kind of important. Then, 4 billion years ago, formation of the Earth, then life on Earth, then extinction of the dinosaurs, which is a pretty important thing because I told you many species are getting extinct. First human 2.5 billion years ago, then birth of language, which happens to be kind of important when we are talking about podcasting, but we'll see that later. Invention of writing, then probably the most major event from this timeline, the first podcast being published. So here, let's take a break because it's worth knowing what is it that we're talking about here. So what is a podcast? Who knows what is a podcast here? Okay, almost everyone. So does this look familiar to you? Raise your hand if it's familiar. Okay, so like a half. So a podcast is an audio file, usually MP3 or AAC. It can be other format, but these are the most common ones. Hosted on the web, syndicated through RSS feed, and containing metadata to tell what this is about. So let's have a flashback. 2 years ago, I was here at FOSDEM, talking about what is a podcast, and this is what I showed. Does it ring a bell to anyone here? So this is a podcast. It's an RSS feed, meaning anyone, any platform, any app can read it, can share it, can do whatever they want to. So you're free. Your content is not locked in a silo or in a closed platform. This is not a podcast because it's not available anywhere outside of this platform. So again, this is a podcast, not a podcast. Let's go back to the timeline. So in 2005, Apple launched iTunes Podcast, which is a big deal because basically for 15 years, Apple sustained the podcast ecosystem. They didn't get any money from it, except the fact that probably they sold some iPods, but they made the podcast ecosystem alive, but they did not touch it. There was not a single feature launched between these 15 years, between 2005 and 2020. Which, when you think about it, is really weird, because during that time we had social networks, DSL connections, 3G, 4G, and so many things, but the podcast did not evolve at all. 2012, extinction of Google Listen, which was a platform for listening to podcasts. And then Google Reader, who replaced Google Listen, also got extinct. And then Google Play Music, who replaced Google Listen, also got extinct. I told you many species disappear. So now, in the summer of the year 2020, two guys, Adam Curry and Dave Jones, started to, I think, getting bored of Apple not doing anything regarding podcasts. So they decided to start a movement, an ecosystem, a family. There is no strict definition for that, which they call Podcasting 2.0, which is just a new DTD, meaning a way to add new features to podcasting. And they introduced the transcription tag, which is something very basic. It's just